Hagun Shushan Purim, and let us do today's daf. Just one note from yesterday, which I said I would mention at the beginning, and that is yesterday we ran through at the end the discussion of the parts in Paratzos. What was the machlokas between the Anshe Yericho and the Rabbanan? So the Gemara listed many items, many actions that they did that Chazal were not happy with, that they protested, that they did and the Chazal did not protest. One of them was that they broke through the gates to let the Aniyim in order to eat the fruit that fell down during a famine year. So what exactly was the machlokas between the Anshe Yericho and the Rabbanan? So the Gemara had two possibilities. Either the machlokas was whether your gozer shemiyala v'yitlosha, we're talking about the dates that fell on the upper branches, or everybody agrees that that is a chshash, and the machlokas is the lower branches, whether you hold muchan la'arvim having muchan la'adam or not, whether you hold that there is an issue of muksa or not. That was the two deos in the Gemara. But along the way, the Gemara had proven from the Mishnah in Shabbos, from the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that if it wasn't an avela from Erev Shabbos, it's asura lefi she'ena min hamuchan, because it's not prepared. So the Gemara proved from there that muchan la'adam is not muchan la'klavim. And the question that is asked by the Rishonim, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ditznan asks, Tema, ha'hasam lo'havi muchan la'adam, to'asal l'shoch la'b'shabbos. How does that prove anything about muchan la'adam, whether if it's Mucham L'Klavim or not? That's not Mucham L'Adam. You're talking about an animal that's alive when Shabbos starts. So how could you call that Mucham L'Adam? Tosfos has two answers. Umefarish Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, Demi Mishnah Yisei Redayik. Really, the Gemara is not being Medayik anything from the Halacha in the Mishnah. It's just from the extra four words. The fact that it says, V'fisha Eina Min HaMucham. Says Tosfos, Delav Lo Mishnah L'fisha Eina Min HaMucham. That phrase is extra. Kibet Dekvar Tana Yisura. El Afilo Haya Mucham. She'ein Muxa Machmas Yisra Lo Havi Mucham L'Klavim. Those extra four words make it sound like, even if it was, you're right, it's not Mucham L'Adam. But even if it had been Mucham L'Adam, it was not Mucham L'Klavim, and therefore it wouldn't be good. So that's the first day of Tosfos that has to do with the fact that it could have been, it's just an extra four words in the Mishnah. But then there's a second day. V'rima Farish, Mucham L'Adam, Hainu she'omedes la'achilas Adam. Mucham L'Adam, that category doesn't have to be actually ro'i to eat on Shabbos. As long as it's for food of a person, that already is Mucham L'Adam. V'afo gav de'inri la'adam la'osa Shabbos, Hainu machmas Isser. Even though there's an Isser riding on it, there's a Muxa machmas Isser, that doesn't take it out of the category of Mucham L'Adam. This isn't just anti-Muxa, but this is just, is this designated for people? Is this designated for animals? Once it's designated for people, even though it's not going to be good for Shabbos, because a Muxa machmas Isser, you're going to have to shecht it, still, that could be in the category of Mucham L'Adam, and then we could have the discussion whether that's Mucham L'Klavim or not. So that's an important second day of Tosfos, that it is being medayik from the Lashon, that maybe Muksa Machmas Isser is not saying something inherently about it, it's that it really is Ra'i, it just has an Isser that is riding on it.
He said that Tosfos said it before by Isser
Rabbanan. Tosfos said it by Teva Muchanu Eitzel Shabbos, what earlier?
Well,
to be Misakin, that's one of the reasons it might be Isser Rabbanan, or it might just be that no, I don't know if it's purely just because it's Drabanan. Might be other reasons as well, but in a chinami. Here's a chiddush that Tosfos is not saying that it's not muksa totally. He's not going that far to say that it's not muksa. Maybe it would cause mevatel kli me'echano. Maybe it might be muksa, but just in terms of the categories of mucham la'adam and mucham la'klavim, this is enough to be considered mucham la'adam. Okay, so let's continue now the two dots. Venosim pe'el ha'yarek. The last item, the last action that the people of Yericho did was that they gave peah on vegetables. So if you remember the Mishnah, the Mishnah and the Gemara and Rashi earlier had said, what was wrong with this? What was wrong with giving peah for vegetables? Because vegetables are not chayiv in peah. And Rashi and the Mishnah had quoted two problems. Number one, you're giving food that is tevel to the poor people, right? Because really, this should be chayiv in Shubas and Maisers, and you're giving tevel. Peah is not chayiv in Shubas and Maisers. The poor people are going to think that it is really peah, they're going to eat it, and that's going to cause problems. They're going to be eating tevel. And on the other hand, you're also causing a loss to the Levium, and the Kohanim to Levium, because you're not giving them Shubas and Maisers. Says the Gemara, "V'les luachi Yericho." The people of Yericho don't hold of the rules and regulations of Peah. They don't hold of Haditznan. They don't hold of the fourth mission in Peah. Klal Amar BePeah. Peah has five ingredients. Five ingredients for Peah. Kol Shehu Ochel. It has to be a food. Vinishmar, and it has to be guarded. Vikidulo Min Haaretz, and it has to grow from the ground. Vilikitaso ka'achas, it has to be all gathered in at the same time. It can't ripen in stages. Umachniso lakium, and it has to be able to last after you gather it, it has to be able to be miskayim l'zman meruba chayev peya. If it has all these five conditions, then it is obligated that it's chayev and peya. And now we're going to go into each one. Just one point there, Chagav. Tosfos on the bottom of in Dibur Maskil Klal on Meruba Peya. Tosfos says that this mission is really a din d'rabbanan. Mida oraisa, the only items that are chayev and peya are dagon tirosh v'yitzar. This is Rashi and Tosfos, similar shitasam to what they say about Trumas and Maestros. We had before that there's a three-way machlokas between Rishonim, what Trumas and Maestros. Rashi and Tosfos all over say that only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar, wheat and oil and wines. The Rambam says all Perus are Chayiv Midaraisa in Trumas and Maestros. And then we had one shita of the Svag and the Iran that maybe Maestros Sheni is unique. This is now a machlokas about Peya. This is somewhat different. So, but Rashi and Tosfos again say that only Mida Oraisa, Dago Tirosh V'Yitzar, V'Yachridi Takada D'Rabbananu. The rest, all these ingredients, obviously included more than Dago Tirosh V'Yitzar. That is really a Did D'Rabbanan. Again, the Rambam argues. The Rambam Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kol Ochel, Shogidulam in Ha'arav, V'Nishmar, V'Likitasa Kulo Ka'achas, U'Machnisu Lakiyim, he quotes all these ingredients, Chayiv V'Peya, Shen Ne'emar, U'V'Kutzor Chem, Es Kasir Artzachem. So the Rambam seems to say that any item, any fruit that is in this, fits into these five categories, so that is Chayiv in Peya. Again, Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. So what are these five categories exclude? So Kolshu Ochel, anything that's food, Prat l'sfichei stis v'kosa. It excludes the sfichei, the growths of the stis and the kosa. Rashi here explains these are not edible. Kashin la'achila, they're very difficult to eat, and that's why they're not called ochel. The actual plants of stis and kosa are edible, but the sfichei stis and kosa, what grows by itself, like we had before the sfichim, that is not really edible. V'nishmar, it has to be guarded. Prat lehefker, that excludes hefker. Hefker is pater from peya. Ask the Chazon Ish, what's the hechitimsi? I mean, if you go over to a hefker field and you cut it down, you don't have to do anything with that hefker field. What do you mean chayev? It's not chayev peya. What's the havamina? So says the Chazon Ish in the beginning of Maestros. If you buy a hefker field, which was hefker b'shas the time that it grew, that it reached a third. So at that time, so even though later on now it's yours and you cut it, so then you, that's pater from teya because it was hefker at the crucial moments. Avalam kotzer hefker v'zocha betalush l'chari tzorach l'misri shechiv peyal abaylim v'yein kam baylim shas katsira. If you just go over to a hefker field and cut it down, that can't be what we're talking about here because that's obvious. V'lo shaykh las hero shalo yizke pa'as asodah ben hefker, etc. So that's why he says it has to be this case where you had a stay hefker and you then were zochid. So that's excluded. Nishra prat lehefker. V'gidulo min ha'aretz, it has to grow from the ground, prat lekemenu pitrios, excluding mushrooms, which don't grow from the ground, they grow from the air, says the Gemara in Brachas. That's why we make a shahakol on mushrooms. Remember what I was in camp a couple years ago, and on the corner we had a leak in our window. You don't really care so much when you have leaks in camp, and there was a leak, water coming in from our window, so the whole carpeting there was soaking wet, and it must have been that way for a couple years. And all of a sudden, one day in the middle of the summer, mushrooms started growing out from the corner. So I said, oh, that's the Gemara. There's no dirt around here. It's mamish. It's not gidulo min aretz. It's gidulo min avir. That's exactly it. The moisture in the air. That's haraya. So I was more excited about it than my wife was, but we got rid of it quickly. But that's haraya. That is, it's not gidulo min aretz. V'lekitaso ka'achas, and it's gathered at once, meaning it all the fruit ripen at once. Prat l'teinim, excluding figs, which some of them ripen at one point and others ripen at a later point. U'machniso l'kiyim, and they can last. Prat l'yarek, that excludes vegetables, because vegetables, again, without a time without refrigeration, cannot last long once they're detached from the ground. So this is all the drushes based on the Mishnah. So ask the Gemara. The Anshei Yericho don't hold to this. They say that you have to give pay off from your akos. So Amar Yehuda Amarav, Hacha Barashi Lefas Azaskinan. The issue here are the leaves of the turnips. That's what we're talking about. The bulbs of the turnip, Rashi and the Mefarshim explain, the bulbs of the turnip, that can last for a while. But the leaves of the turnip can't last by themselves, but you usually store them together. And when you store them together, even the leaves of the turnip can be nechnas lakiyim, can last. The question is that good enough? It can only last because it's with something else, not by itself. That's the machlokas. U'machniso lakiyim ayidei davar achar kebiflagi. That was the point of contention between the people of Anshei Yericho and the Rabbanan. Mar sava machniso lakiyim ayidei davar achar shmei kiyim. The Anshei Yericho held this was a good kiyim, l'may Maisa, it lasted, and therefore it's Chayiv and Peya, and it's Potter from Maisras. But Marsav Alo Shmiki, and Rabbanan said no, because it itself cannot last, therefore it you cannot call this Machlis Lakiyim, and therefore it's Potter from Peya, and Chayiv and Shumas and Maisras. Tanu Rabbanan, Bori Shona, you know, so Peya lo Lefes v'lakruv. They originally used to give Peya from Lefes of the turnips, v'kruv, and cabbage. Rabbi Yossi Omer Aflakaflut, also Peya from leeks. And the issue is, are these Machlis Lakiyim, do all these fit the categories? So different day is in the Tanoim. The first, what?
Either it is or it
isn't. Is it a Machlokas and Metzias? Is it a Machlokas? We always like to say, everybody agrees what the Metzias is. The question is, does it reach the standard that we require? How long does it have to last? How not withered does it have to be? That's what hopefully the Machlokas is about. So says the first opinion is, it's you do take Peya for Lefes and Kruv. The second, Rabbi Yossi says, Aflakaflot. Vatanya Yiduch, then you have another Brysa. Payinosa Peya lo Lefes Vakaflot. Rabbi Shimon Omer Aflakruv. So ask the Gemara, name Tzlasa Tanoi Havi. Are there really three opinions here? Because the first opinion says turnips and cabbage. Then Rabbi Yossi says Aflakaflot, which makes it sound like all three. So the second opinion in each brisa says all three. Reb Shimon says aflakruv, Reb Yossi says aflakaflot. So the second opinion in each brisa is really the same opinion. It's all three. The first two opinions are different. The first brisa says lefes and kruv. The second brisa says lefes and kaflot. And then Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi are the same. So says the Gemara, is it really three shitas? Name it tlasi tanoi havi. So where says lo? Trei tanoi havi. Really, it's two opinions. V'tanakama d'Reb Shimon hainu Reb Yossi. V'tanakama d'Reb Yossi hainu Reb Shimon. Umay af akamaisa. Says the Gemara, we'd rather not have three opinions. So if you look back at each shita, when Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon say af, they're only saying af on the first vegetable said by the Tanakama. So if you say they're both going on the first vegetable, so there'll end up only being two opinions. Each Tanakama is really the other opinion in the other Brysa. For example, the Tanakama, look at the Tanakama in the first Brysa. The Tanakama says lefes and kruv. Rabbi Yossi says even kaflot, but that means even lefes and kaflot is going on the first thing that was stated by the Tanakama. So lefes and kaflot, that's the Tanakama in the other Brysa. Reb Shimon says afla kruv, that's going on the first vegetable stated. It means even lefes and kruv, so that's the first day of the other brisa. So really, there end up only being two opinions. Tana Rabbanan, third line. Ben Bohiyin Noslan Peya LaYerek. The son of Bohiyin gave Peya on Yerakos, right? He followed the improper procedure of the Anshei Yericho. Uba Aviv Umatzan La'aniyim Shaitunin Yerek. His father came by, and he saw that the poor people were carrying these vegetables as Peya out of the field. Va'omdim al-Pesach Hagina. And he was standing at the front of the garden. They were about to leave. Amar lahem, banai hashlichem aleichem. Children, banai, my children. He has a term of endearment to start because he doesn't want to scare them away. You have to be very careful how we talk to aniyim. Hashlichem aleichem, throw them away from you. Vani noselichem kiflayim b'meusar. I'm going to give you double what you have after I take off shubus and maisers because you can't have these vegetables. It's not really peya. Lo mipnei, and he added, lo mipnei she'enait sara, not because my eye is sara, meaning I don't want to give you, literally my eye is narrow, not because I'm a miser, and I'm not going to give you any, el mipnei she'amru chachabim enosim pe'al yarpa. The chachabim say you can't get pay up from your rakos, therefore you have to take off chubis and misers, that's why I'm doing that. Mepharshim explained that he had to add in this line. What do you have to add in this line for? He says he's going to give him double. That he has to add in, of course his eye isn't narrow, his eye isn't sara, he's giving them double. No, so the answer is that, pshuto shel mikra, pshuto shel story. If the ani hears that, what is he going to think? He's not going to give me anything. What, he's just saying that. The ani's going to give me double. Yeah, right. It's like somebody comes yesterday from Matanos Lev Yonah. Oh, yeah, come back after Mincha. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get my checkbook. Oh. So halavai. Now I have to say no on Purim. But Shulchan Aruch says, kala poshe yad. But again, that's what the aniyim might have thought. That's why he makes sure. I'm going to give you double, but let me explain. I'm not just pushing you off. I'm not docha bakash. I'm not just pushing you off, but I'm explaining really why you have to do this. Rashi here quotes the makar that Peya is not chayev in Meisr. So we never had it before, so you can just look at it. And you notice in Peya LaYerek, Rashi quotes to me, Mishad Dabatkalim in Meisr, Dichsiv, as it says in Tvarim, Uba HaLevi Ki'en Lochedek V'Nachleimach, the Levi comes because he does not have any portion with you, so that's why he's allowed to get these matanos. Misha ein lo nachala imach. He only takes meiser from something that he doesn't have an equal share with you. Chayev la'aser. Something of yours, you have to give him meiser. Yatza peya, excluding peya, she ein lo nachala imach. Because he has an equal portion in you with a peya. Why? The hefker ninu. Uvechei b'shvius, the hefker potter. So that's why, that's the makar that peya is potter from shrimosu meisros. Because it is you have an equal share with the Levian. Tosfos also on top brings up an interesting point. These aniyim are walking out with the peah. So we say there's no peah from vegetables. But one second, the second that the owner gives it to these aniyim, isn't he mafkir it? It's not his anymore, so he's mafkir it to these people. So hefker is pater from maisrus also. So forget peah. There's no peah from yarek. There's no kibbe break peah from yarek. There's chayv in terms of maisrus. But the second that the poor people take it, you're mafkir it, right? You have said that it's ownerless. So why isn't it pater meets for that reason? Yes, Tosfos on top. Im tomar b'kamakom lifteri meiser mipnei hefkiram the hefker pater meiser. The second that the aliens start walking away with it, you are mafkerit. So if you're mafkerit, so it should be pater for meisers for that reason. That's stealing anything from the aniyim. V'yishlomar, so this quotes a machlokas from Maseches Peah. K'beis Hillel. Tabrini Maseches Peah, there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you are mafgirit only to a certain population, is that called hefker? Usual hefker is that you say it's ownerless, period. But what if you say it's ownerless only regarding certain individuals? Only regarding poor people? Only regarding this group of people? So does that work? So says Beis Hillel, eino hefker ashivkar laniyim ula ashirim. It's not called hefker unless you're really mafgirit. So in this kind of case, fine, you gave it to the aniyim to walk away with it, but you are a mafkirit for everybody, only la'aniyim. So says Tosfos, maybe that's why it wouldn't work here, because it's only hefker la'aniyim, it's not hefker la'aniyim ulashirim. Yeah. So the So pay up, no, but Rashi quotes it at, Rashi, it's 2 points in Rashi. Right, the Yosef Peshi. Right, what? So Rashi wouldn't agree to because Peya is hefker. So there might be. You might answer. I understand your question. That is it Peya Mishum hefker? So you might say he's a different kind of hefker. The Peya hefker, it doesn't have to live up to the same standards as regular hefker de Kuleyama. Meaning regular hefker. Tosfos is trying to learn it. The Peya line didn't work. So maybe the regular hefker line would work. So he assumes it wouldn't live up to the same standard. But Echinami, if you say there's only, if it's working, Mishum Peya, right, Mishum Hefker, in Echinami. According to that, if it's the same Hefker, you have a good answer to Tosfos Kasha. Okay, says the Gemara, continuing, Lomalei Lameimer Lahu, the Gemara says it, not the Mepharshim, Lomalei Lameimer Lahu, why did he have to tell them, be so specific, Lomalei B'nei She'ein Eit Sara, Ki Hechid Olem Ritukhi Kamad Chilon. And the Gemara says it, that not because he was pushing them aside, but because he didn't want them to think that he was just pushing them off. Tana Rabbanan, Barishona Hayumanichin Oros Kachim Belishkos Beis HaParva. Originally, they used to leave the skins of the Kachim in a special one of the offices in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaParva. Rashi explains, we've had this before, that the skins of the Karbanos were not burns. Rashi quotes here the skins of the Kachi Kachim, Olachatas Asham, all of those skins. Kachi Kachim, those went to the Kohanim. That was one of the Matnas Kehuna. The Kohanim got the skins. That's even the Karban Ola. The Karban Ola was all burned, but the skins went to the Kohanim. So what did they do? So they used to leave the skins in this office, in Lushka's Beis HaParva, La'erev, and every night, they used to split it up to the people of the Beis Av. Beis Av is that we know that the Kohanim was split up into 24 different Mishmaros, 24 different groups. Each of them worked 2 weeks out of the year. Big question, what they do the whole rest of the year? They only work 2 weeks out of the year, 48 weeks, and the weeks of Yontif, they all worked. So they basically worked for about 2 weeks out of the year. Each Mishmar was split up, so Machlokes, but Rashi here quotes the Shita, which we seem to pass in like. Each Mishmar was split up into six Batei Abos, six family groups. Each of those families worked on a different day of the week, and they all worked on Shabbos. Right, so Sunday through Friday, they all worked, and on Shabbos, they worked together. So every night, they used to split it up amongst the Anshei Beis Av of that day. And the strong men used to take the skins, Bizroa, with strength. They didn't let it be split up equally. Therefore, they said, okay, we're not going to split it up anymore every night. We're going to wait once a week, every Friday. Because then there's going to be so many Kohanim here. Hopefully that will balance the effect of a couple of strong men. There'll be so many Kohanim that will prevent them from grabbing. But then, fine, the Bali Zroa didn't come anymore, but the Gedolei Kahuna, those who failed, Rashi says, the Sarim Shebahem, the high-ranking officers of the Kohanim, you know, they thought that they were more deserving to these Oros. So that's why, Amdu Ba'alehim V'Hikdishim L'Shamayim. So the Ba'alim came and just were Maktish the entire animal, including the skins, to the Beis HaMikdash. Who were the Ba'alim here? So Rashi here says, Kol, four lines from the where they get wide. Kolhani Mishmaros Yachad. These are the Beit HaKabayis. All the Kohanim of the Mishmar used to be Makdashit, and in that way they nobody could take it because it all belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they have to split it up equally eventually. Or they have to be Podit. The Maram Chalava asks here. It's not the Kohanims yet. But they were Makdash the whole animal. When it was brought there, but it still belongs to the owner. It's not theirs yet. It's a Darshan Labala Olam, says the Maram Chalava. It's not theirs yet. They don't have a Kinyan in it yet. So says the Maram Chalava, V'yavagav Labala Olam, Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem, V'chayel Alayu Hektish Minat Takana. Special Dindar Rabbanan, called Leiv Bezdin. It's used in Mesachas Vachem a number of times. That is, it's like Aldaz Bezdin, like Adas Moshe of Yisrael by weddings. So Aldaz Bezdin, this Hakdasha was done with Bezdin's authority. The Kohanim were allowed to do this. The Marsha here, though, says, Pashut, the Bailam Yisraelim. Bailam, it says Bailam Yisraelim, they were magnet. They saw that this terrible thing was they weren't getting the skins. That's why Rashi and the Maharal don't want to say that. Because they're not getting the skins, so why would they be worried about this? Should be the other Kohanim. But no, the Marsha says, no, Bailam Mamish. Bailam Mamish, when they were Makdashit, they had in mind even the skins. That's Machlokas. So that's what happened. So Amru, after this happened, well, Amru Hayu Yamim Watim, the Beis HaMikdash, they had so much extra money, right? They had all these skins that they sold, they made money from. Lo Hayu Yamim Watim, it wasn't too long after, at Shechipo Zeichal Kula B'Tavlo Shalzav, that they lined the entire floor of the Heichal with golden plates, Shein Ama Al Ama Ka'obi Diner Zav, those were the dimensions, Ula Regal, and every time a Yantif came along, Hayu Makaflon Osam, they used to pick them up, Umanichanos Agam Malah Baharabayas, they put it in a more public place. Kadeshi Oli Regalim Rowin, Shemalach Tanoah, Vein Bodelim, to make a Kiddush Hashem, to show how beautiful the Beis HaMikdash was, so Bnei Yisrael would see how beautiful it was, Ve'ein Badelem, and there was no mistake, there was no smudge on it, and it was a beautiful L'shem the Beis HaMikdash. We're supposed to be inspired when we go to the Beis HaMikdash. There's even a pasuk in Yechezkel that says that the Sha'ar, that the gate that Am Yisrael walked into on Aliyah L'Regel, they weren't allowed to walk out of the same gate. So the pasuk says in Yechezkel, they had to walk out of a different gate. And the Chassid Yavitz and Pirkei Avos says, why is this, what's the basis for this halacha? So the Chassid Yavitz says that every time we do something more than once already, it already doesn't have the same feeling. Even a second time, the first time you do something. I mean, Lahavdil, even though we spoke about it on Shabbos, the opposite, even the second time we read the Megillah in the morning, it's already loses something. It's the second, even though that's the Ikar reading according to most Rishonim. But already the second time, you know, the Roshim is a little bit less. And with Chassid Yavitz said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you in your Olah Regel to be totally inspired. Not to, even the second time you walk through the gates, you see the awesome beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. You walk in one gate, don't walk out the same gate, because it'll already be a little less. Walk out a different gate, so you'll be able to keep the high level of appreciation of the Beis HaMikdash. So here too, part of the Beis HaMikdash is to try to its physical beauty will also be inspiring, and that's what they did with these golden plates. Tana, Abishol Omer, Korush al Shikma Hayu B'Yericho. They had these stumps of Shikma. V'Hayu Ba'aliz Rosh Adol Sam Bisroa, and these strong men also used to come and take them. Amdu Ba'alim Mekdishim L'Shamayim. Again, the Ba'alim there, obviously they're talking about the owners, they were Makdishim L'Shamayim, so as long as you're Makdish something, I guess the Ba'aliz Rosh didn't worry about Gezel, but they did worry about Me'ila. That's what you have to assume. They weren't worried about taking other people's property, but if it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, people are scared of Me'ila. Aleim al kayotze bahem Omar, regarding these types of Bali Zroa and other bad people, other bad families, who we're going to have a list of families now who were Rishayim during Bayesheni, all of these people, Chazal said, Oi, these people should have something happen to them. Omar Bishol ben Binnis Bishol Abba Yosef ben Chanin, Oi li mi beis baitis, woe to me for beis baitis, Oi li mi alson, Oi li mi beis Chanin, Oi li mi lchishason, woe to me from their whisperings, Oi li mi beis kasros, Oi li mi kulmasin, from their pens, these to write evil decrees, Oi li mi beis Yishmael ben Piachi, Oily may egrofin, woe to me from their fists, Shehem Kohanim Gedolim, all these people are Kohanim Gedolim, Ubinehan Gizbarim, and their kids are the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash, V'chasneim Amar Kolin, and their sons-in-law are also officers. Rashi says from the word Amar Kol, they say everything, they're in charge of everything, V'avdein Chovten Asam B'maklos, and their servants beat the Am with with sticks. I thank Menachem for pointing out to me the very interesting Oidlimi-based Kasros. One of these families are a based Kasros. If any of you have ever been to the burnt house in the Old City, it's the base Kasros. They've discovered items there. It was the Kasros family. They found coins, and they found weights and measures there with a Kasros name on it. So it's a very good chance that this family, that's where they lived, and you see the Nevuah of the Gemara, where the Gemara curses them. Oily mi base Kasros, that's a raya, fits in, the Gemara says it. Oily mi base Kasros, and it has this Gemara written on the wall there. It has a Gemara written there that the Kasros family is, this is what the Gemara talked about, this evil family that deserved of being punished. So we see Hashkacha punished them as well. Tana Rabbana, second wide line. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Tzvachos Savcha Hazara. The Hazara cried 4 screams. Basco went out of the Hazara, 4 screams. Rishona, Su'umikan b'nei Eli, Shetimu Heichal Hashem. Get out of here, the sons of Eli, you have been Metame Heichal Hashem. We discussed this in Masechta Shabbos as well. How are they Metame Heichal Hashem? So Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Shmuel, third wide line, Asher Yishkavu Nes Hanashim. They lay with the women. If you remember the Gemara we had in Shabbos last summer, Daf Nun Hei Mabez, they lay with the women. The Gemara says, whoever says it's Einu Ela Toa. It's in that Gemara, Nun Hei, Nun Vav. That's all the Gemara is about. Anybody who said these people sin, Einu Ela Toa. So the Gemara, if you remember, had the amazing line. I was away for the summer, so I didn't get to say it, so I'll mention it now. What does it mean if you didn't say it? Ashishkun is a nashin. Mitoch sheshahu es kinehen shelo holchu eitzel ba'alehen ma'alein alein akos of kilu shachvim. The Gemara there had said, since they delayed bringing the bird karbanos for the women, who were zavos, who were yoledas, who were nidos, therefore they delayed the women going back to be with their husbands, even for one night, that's ki'ilu shachvim. The Gemara says, it's so terrible to keep a husband and a wife away from each other on purpose. Even one night, Rashi says, shall yimonu asabi piri verivya, but that's a very serious crime in halacha. That is why poskim go out of their way to try to get a husband and a wife who terrorist to each other, but that's how they were metame heichal Hashem. That is number one. And that's what the Marsha says here, timo heichal Hashem, that's what it means, that avera. V'yot tzvacha, the second scream, seimi kan yisachar ishkvar barkoi, go out of here yisachar, shemechabed es atzmo, he honored himself, Umachalel kachi shemayim, and he desecrated the karbanos. How? The habikarach yade b'shiroi. He used to wrap his hands with a shmata, with shiroi. The avod avoda, and he did the avoda that way. What's the problem? Why did he do this? What's the problem? So Rashi here quotes third wide line: karach yade b'shiroi v'chatzitza poselas bekachim to be inav alakach hakohen v'yishikach me'atzmo. Point number one: chatzitza. Chatzitza problem. You have to do the avoda directly, the kohen, touching the items that he has to be connected to. He can't be wearing socks or shoes, right? His feet have to be directly on the ground. His hands have to be directly holding the kalim. So therefore, that is one problem of chatzitza. Number two, va'od de bizayonu. It's a bizayon. So what was the bizayon? So Tosfos in Sukkah explains, he did this because he didn't want to get his hands dirty from the blood. So much blood around the base of Mikdash. I'm not going to get my hands dirty. So that's why he used to put these on. He didn't want to get his hands dirty. That's a bizayon. He's more worried about himself than he is about the Kachi Shemayim. That's why it is a bizayon. Other achronim, not really anything we showed him, so maybe there's a third problem of Yitzer Begadim. Right, we know there's only, you're only allowed, we have this week, last week's parsha. Right, the Kohen Hedun has 4 Begadim, the Kohen Gadol has 8 Begadim, and you wear anything else, it's a Yitzer Begadim. It's an Isser Daraisa. You can't do the Avoda with less Begadim or more Begadim. So that is another problem which might crop up here. It's an interesting Bach. The Bach says in Siman Tzadik Aleph, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tzadik Aleph, in Sifkaten Yud Aleph, Ein Lilbosh Be'ez HaTfila Bate Yadayim Shekorin Henshech Kederech Ovrei Drachim V'kori Ani Aleyem Al Tavoini Regal Gaivav Yad Rishayim Al Tinideini. Lach says you can't wear gloves when you daven. It doesn't explain why. It just says, like, over a drachim, you shouldn't wear gloves. So some achronim say, on the Bach, it's based on this Gemara. Because you see, b'shas avoda, you shouldn't be wearing gloves. So why are you wearing gloves? That's why the Bach says you shouldn't be wearing gloves. But other later poskim, look in the Pesukei Tshuvos here, not Pesukei Tshuvos, there isn't on any Chaylik Aleph, but if you look at the other Mefarshim, they say maybe there's a chilah between the types of gloves that you're wearing. Is it gloves because you're cold? So that's not a problem. You're cold. You're freezing. If there's no heat in the shul. Or is it gloves because you're trying to be fancy? You're not fancy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could be dressed mechubid. You have to be dressed hikon likras al kecha. You have to be dressed properly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But wearing certain types of gloves that are very fancy, so that is inappropriate. And this chilek answers a question that the Aruch Laner asks. Pasha question at the end of Krisus, where this Gemara also comes up. L'chora hadavar kasha, kibon shepasol avoda yishkan, heichin ichu hakonim lavokein. He wore gloves. Had the Kohanim let him do the avoda? They knew it was a pasul. They knew it was a psul. They knew it was a chatzitza. So how they let him do the avoda? He was a bali zroa. Doesn't say that he was one of the bali zroa. How they let him do the avoda? So says the Aruch HaNeir. He quotes this chilek of being derech kavod or derech you know you need it. So he says Yesh Lomar the Yisacha Hera Atzmo Kilo Osa Kenim Shem Kvod Avoda Kmo Shalavish Big De Yakarab Saro. He's wearing it because he wants to do it. He wants to do the avoda in a beautiful way. I'm wearing these gloves because I want to be Mechabed the Melech. I want to do the avoda in a nice way. V'chein Hilbish Gamkin Al Yadav Al Sher Al Kain Karach Shirai because it's a beged yakar. It's a valuable beged. Therefore, it's not a chatzitza. And the Kohanim didn't say anything. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu was bochin levavos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew why he was doing it. He was doing it because he didn't want to get his hands dirty. Not because he was worried about the avoda, so that's why he was able to do it. And one other thought, I saw from the it depends, right? He's b'chayv between is it a derech chashiv? It's too fancy because you're trying to make yourself fancy, or maybe there's another idea that if you're doing a derech kavod for the avoda, if you don't get it's part of your let's say you dafka put on fancy gloves to daven, you put on fancy gloves to do something, so then. It might not be a chatzitza, according to that thinking. According to that thinking, it might not be a chatzitza. The just one other derech drash. In the Osrus Bagolias Hashas here from one of the Munkacher Rebbes, he says a derech drash from this Gemara based on this Gemara. He says it's very impossible to think derech yitzahara lohadiach es atam yevodes Hashem yisvarach. The Yitzhara always tells us to have yeish. You're too much bagashmius. You're too far away. It's too hard. You're too much meshuka in this land. But a person shouldn't think that way. Why? Because look at karbanos. We're going to discuss karbanos for a while coming up. Look at karbanos. Karbanos. You have an animal. And you take an animal, you do a little avoda to it. It turns into something so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal loves. It's based on the Pesukah in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Adam ki yakrav mikem karbam Hashem. Adam, when you're trying to be makrav yourself, you're trying to make yourself karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learn from the behemoth, the bakar, and the tzon. Look at the animals. They're davar gashmi. Don't think that you're too far away, no matter what. Even an animal mamish could be brought to the level of reich nichoach. So he says that was the problem here. As we're going to see, this person was punished severely for doing the avoda with gloves. Severely. Why was he punished so severely? What was so bad about this? So says the Munkacher Rebbe that he was mare. Why? What was he showing by wearing gloves? He didn't want to touch the blood. He was showing, oh, this carbon hasn't reached any levels of ruchnius. This carbon hasn't changed anything. Because it's still putrid. It's still dirty. It's still physical. See, he's being Noel Dalsay Tshuva. People see what he's doing. They're not going to get the proper messages of karbanos. They're not going to realize, oh, the kiyakar bikam, how do you get close? Karbanos. Reich nichoach, beautiful. It's not physical blood anymore. So that's why Dafki was being Noel Dalsay Tshuva. So that's why he was deserving of being punished. Says the Gemara, continuing. Where are we? That was the second cry. The gates of the Beis HaMikdash should open, and Yishmael should enter in. Vishamish Bekuna Gadola, because he was a great tzaddik. The Yotzvacha Hazara, a fourth one. I'm sorry. The Yishmael ben Pachi Talmido shel Pinchas. No. Mi base, that's his family. So that's why it emphasizes this one person, his family was Rishayim. Rashi quotes that. His family was Rishayim, but he himself was good. So he should go and do the Shekuna Gedola. A fourth one, that he should come in and be able to fill his stomach Mikachi Shemayim. Why? Because Amru Alav Al Yonasa Ben Arboy, he was a big Balnadvin. He always had a lot of Kohanim at his table. So they say, Shaya Ochel Gimu Meos Agolim. Every meal, they ate 300 cows. Vishosa Gimu Meos Garvi Yain, 300 barrels of wine. The Ochel Arboim Sa Gozlos, the Kinuach Suda. They ate 40 birds for dessert. So you see, they had their families ate a lot of karbanos. Amru Klayalav Shabbi Yochanan Arboy, Lo Nimsa Nosar Ben Mikdash. They never had any Nosar in the base of Mikdash in his day, because he always made sure that it was eaten. My salka bay b'yisachar ish kvar barkoi. What happened to that man? That man that did the avodah with gloves? How was he punished? So says the Gemara. Amri. Malki u'malkos aviyasvi. One time, a king and a queen, Rashi says, from the Beis Chashmonaim were sitting. We'll get back to that. We'll say a ben yoyad in a minute. Let's do the story first. They were sitting. Malka amar gad yoyoy. The king says, goats are better than sheep. Gad yoyoy. U'malkos amra imra yoy. And the queen says, no, sheep, lamb are better. Man mucha, who's going to answer? Kohen Gadol, the Kamazak Rez Kal Yoma. The Kohen Gadol is the Vavak Karbanis all day. Let's bring the Kohen Gadol. Asa Ius, they brought this man. Achvi Biyadei. So he, Rashi explains, he went like, oh, he like shook his hand at them. He showed his hand. If a goat would be raw, wouldn't that be fitting for the carbon tamid? What do you bring every day for the carbon tamid? It's brought every day. Lachor is the most important carbon. The keves is obviously greater. So he like said, not only did he say the king was wrong, the queen was right, but he like shook his hand at the king. So Amar Malka, so the king says, Ho v'lohavi le'emsa, the Malchusa, fine, not only did you say I was wrong, but because you didn't have ema of the Malchus, nifsko liyamine, cut off your right hand. So Yoav Shochan upaski l'smalei, but he was able to bribe the executioner, so to speak, and he got his left hand cut off, because he wanted his right hand, it was more important. Shama Malka upaski liyamine, the Malch heard about it, then he got his other hand chopped off, again, as a punishment, mida keneged mida, he was so worried about his hands getting dirty and getting blood on them. But Shbaruch Hu takes care of that. Amar of Yosef, Berich Rachmana da Ashkele li Yisachar Ishkar Barkai, le Mitrifse Mimnei Mehai Alma. Blessed is Hashem that punished him in this world. So why is that? Is that because, so he could have all of Hava? Others say it's because other people could see that he was punished. So it's a little Rasha Varalo, helps us out a little bit. But that is what Rav Yosef exclaimed. Amar of Ashi, one second. First, Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yoyada says, what's going on here with the Melech and the Gedi and the Keves? Again, a little, so this is a little up there. Nira li v'siyata d'shmaya machlekusam zos ha'isro amezas al inyan. Just let me explain it. Yadua chaga Pesach hu benisan shemazalot tzle. Pesach is in the constellation for Nisan is tzle. It's the sheep. V'chanukah tchilasa b'kislev. Chanukah starts off in Kislev, Sheshifto who shaved God. Every shaved is connected to months. That shaved God, Gedi. V'sofa ends in Teves, and the mazalot was Gedi. The mazalot of Teves is Gedi. So says the Ben Yehoyada, Api Drash Gadol, that the machlokas here between the king and the queen, they were from Beis Chashmonoi. Remember, the machlokas about which is the greater holiday, Chanukah or Pesach. So the king is saying Chanukah is greater, because he's Beis Chashmonoi, they became king. So he's saying Chanukah is greater. The Yadur, the Beis Chashmonoi, Malcho min Neis Chanukah Ve'elach. Va'aleh says the Nikra al Shmam, that's why he's saying Gedi. And he says it's greater. He says, first of all, it's 8 days, not just 7 days. Second of all, he say whole Hallel on Chanukah, not just on Pesach. And this was an Eis in Eretz Yisrael even in Chanukah. This was an Eis Chutz La'aretz because they didn't get to Eretz Yisrael yet. And v'hamalka meres imriya. No, the Malka says no. The Chag HaPesach is better because Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's greater. And therefore they call the Kohen Gadol to prove it. So he answers Chanukah Pesach is greater. Why? He says if not Naske L'Tamida. What is Naske L'Tamida? Bring it as a Tamid. So he says Adarach Drash. We should mention it Tamid always. Pesach we mention every day, Zeichlis Yis Mitzrayim. If you think that the Gedi is greater, the Neis Chanukah is greater, why don't you mention that every day? You only mention that only 8 days. So that is why he says that that was what the Machlokas was going on under the scenes between the king and the queen. It had to do with the constellations. One other thought regarding this. Achvi biyade, the Gemara says, that he went like this with his hands, and he says it was pasnish to speak to the king that way. So I saw here in the Osos Hashatz, he quotes one of the Rebbes, who gives another pshat, what was this achvi biyade? He says, v'lulei divrei Rashi, I would say this. There's a chazal that says, mipnei ma etzba osav shal adam ki yasedos. The Gemara in Ksubis, why are people's fingers shaped like as they are? So if you hear something bad, you can put it into your ears. If you hear some Lashon Hara, you hear a Dvar Batal, you put it into your ears. So ask this this Rebbe, Shlomo Zalman Einreich, why did the Chazal ask about the every Aver is shaped like something else? Why are the fingers shaped like this? Why are the ears shaped like that? Everything is shaped like it. Why dafka the fingers? So he quotes the Medrash from Parshas Noach. We discussed this Medrash a couple of years ago. And that is, before the Echait of Adam and Chava, the fingers were all connected. They weren't separated joints. They were all connected because he wasn't going to have to work the land. He wasn't going to have to work the land. Therefore, he didn't need separated joints. And number two, he didn't need, according to this Vart, he didn't need them separated because there was no Yetzirah yet. There was no Dvar Ra they were going to have to close their ears from. But after the Chet of Adam and Chava, now they have a Yetzirah. Now they need fingers for both reasons. That's, by the way, the Medrash says this by Noah. But it says, Zeyinah Chameinu Mimaseinu Mitzvon Yodeinu. How'd they know when Noah was born? Because he was the first one born with separated fingers. That's what the Medrash says. Noach was the first one. That's how they knew that, he's going to be able to till the land and work the land. But according to this, he's saying that's why only after the Chait do they have fingers in order now, because they have Yetzirah, now they're going to have to use their fingers to put into their ears to hear a Devarah. So he says, based on this whole idea, maybe that's Achvei Biyadei. How could it be that he was calling from the Beis HaMikdash and he started talking about goat, this kind of the opposite of the Ben Yoyada? It was such a davar batala that they were talking about. That's what he was emphasizing. He like put his finger into his ears. Like, what are you talking about? Goats and sheep? Who cares? Ramaz lam biyadi dahainu bespa osav, delachain asa shem yisbarach espa osav, she yisom azno mi the swads varam batalim, vahamelach haven remizaso, bain lucha azus kazeh, lochiach as amelfa malka, they're talking about varam batalim. He says, that's why he was doing this. And he continues, again, where he says, that's why also he was karach yada bishirai. He says, because maybe he was the reason he did this was l'shem shamayim. Again, this is a very drash. L'shem shamayim, because he wanted to cover up the fingers, because he thought it was a pagam in a person to have separated fingers, because before the chait, we didn't have separated fingers. And the chazal said, chazal said that you should actually do the avot and no chatzitza. Don't try to be mischake more than the chachamim. Okay, you can look, Margolius Hashas, it's a couple of nice drushes regarding this story. Either way, the pashtus is that he just was chutzpahdik for the king. He just said, you're wrong, and a gedi is better, and therefore he was punished. Finishes off the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai, Lotana Masisan. This Yisachar, he didn't even know of Mufurish Mishnah, which he could have answered them. Tetzan, the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Omer Kfasim Kodim Le'izim B'chol Makom. You find in the Torah that sheep always come before Izim, whenever it lists them. Kfasim before Izim. Yachal Reishim of Chorin, Bemida, you might think because they're more choice. Tamal Omer, Im Kefsev Yivi Karbano. But you find that Keves, you might have thought that Kfasim are better, but the Pasuk says, Im Keves Yavi Karbano, and Rashi quotes, sometimes it says Keves before Seir, sometimes it says Seir before Keves, Malam Mishash Neim Shkulun Ke'echa, they're both equal. It just says it first, because that's the way it says it, but not because it is one before the other. So you see, he didn't even know Mishnayis. Ravina Amar Filu Mikranami Lokra, he didn't even know Psukim. Tichsev Im Keves Im Eiz, Im Bai Keves Laisei, Im Bai Lazy Laisei. Right, because the Pasuk, we have a drasha for the Pasuk, they're either or. If he didn't know anything, how did he become Kohen Gadol? Ask the Chassam Sofer, how did he become Kohen Gadol? It's either, because those days, anybody who wanted could become Kohen Gadol. He was appointed, he bought the Guna Gadola, or you could say, some say that as Me'a Shamayim, he forgot certain items, because Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to bring this story, this terrible retribution upon him, so that's why he didn't come up with this answer, because what would have happened? You're both right. It's okay, they're equal. He wouldn't have been punished. So Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka made him not remember this in order to be able to punish him. Okay, Hadron Olam Bachav Shenogu Be'ez Hashem. The next, we start tomorrow, 5 prakim about Karban Pesach. That's the way to get into the Chag HaPesach, is to study what we probably least appreciate about the holiday of Pesach. We're going to study from Perek Tam Nishchad until Arvi Pesachim. That's why in the Meiri quotes that they used to split up Pesachim, double Pesach. Too bad they used to split it up. The first 4 Prakim plus Arvi Pesachim, that was one part of Pesach. That was all the Halacha Lamaisa connected. And then Perek 5 through Perek 9, that was the other part of Pesachim. So we're going to get into hardcore Kachim, Be'ez Hashem, the next couple of Prakim. And we should all look forward to it. Okay. Sorry? I think it's the Mordechai. I think it's the Mordechai. Today's shiur was L'Zecher Nishmas Yisrael Menachem Ben Yitzchak and Nachman Yeshua Ben Moshe.